Akira Vosei. So first, a very short inning on Lamed Vav from the base. That's Lamaisa, and people don't know it. It's a very short Nakuda. The Gemara says on Lamed Vav from the base, Yachol lo yetsi adam yidei chavasel el b'pat hadrai. You would think that you could only be yotze with matzah that's hadrai. Tam alone with matzah. You could be yotze with all matzahs. So what's pas hadrai? So Rashi says it's pas kibur. And it says that's pasha nitl kol hadara mimenu. That Rashi says that you took all the good stuff out of the pas and you only have the psolas left over in the bread. So the Ran says, what Rashi has in mind is what the Rif says is pas subin, which means bran bread. Bran bread meaning a matzah made out of bran. So Rashi and the Rif seems to learn the Gemara that there's a havah, meaning you could only be yotze with bran bread because it says lechem oni, and the really poor people, all they could afford is bran bread. Kamash v'olam, matzah, matzah. So the Rosh and a number of Rishonim have a big problem here. They say it's not true. They say, according to Rashi and the Rif, they seem to be saying that bran bread, you could be yotze as matzah. It doesn't have to be bran bread, but bran bread or yotze. They say it's not true. They say we know by challah. The halacha is that there's no din of hafrashas challah on bran. If you make bran bread, there's no din of hafrashas challah because that apparently is not called lechem. Right? We eat bran and think it's healthy, but really it's almost an edible bran, right? Depending on who you ask. And that part of the bread doesn't make bread. Mamela says the Rosh that matzah from bran you would not be yotze. The Mishnah says in challah that the shear of challah, which is one isaron, about 2 2/3 of pounds of challah of flour. So it says that that's the shear, and you can even include the fact that it's whole wheat flour. You can include the bran as part of the shear. It says, but only if the bran has never been separated from the flour. But the Mishnah says if you take the bran out of the flour and then you put it back, so then that bran is no longer flour. It's flour when it hasn't never been separated from the rest of the wheat. But once it's separated, it loses its din of flour, and the mela, it's not part of the shear for chiyuv challah. It's not part of the shear of yisaron for chiyuv challah. So that's the halacha by challah. By challah, everyone agrees to it. That bran is not part of the shear for a freshes challah. Most people don't know this. It's because I just point out what the metzias is. The metzias is, not everyone knows this, that a whole wheat flour, you would think it's made just by never separating out the bran, just grinding up, milling the whole wheat kernel. It's actually not like that. The metzias is that all wheat has the bran removed. All wheat has the bran and the wheat germ removed. In whole wheat flour, it's returned, it's added back in. Right? Just, you know, the way the industrial revolution, everything's done in mass. So it's just apparently easier for their machinery is that all flour is processed the same way. It all has the bran removed. And then it's put back in. So therefore, if a woman, I don't think women know this, but if they use whole wheat flour, they really have to give a little bit more for them to be mafresh chal with the bracha. They have to worry about that. Oh. So that's by chal. For some reason, by matzah, Rashi and the Rif seem to say that bran could be part of the chal, of lechem. So the shayla is l'chor, it's not lechem. So you could say is that Rashi and the Rif will hold that there's a chilek between matzah and challah. Even though in general we seem to compare the din of matzah to challah, right? Because both by matzah and challah there's a lashon of lechem. By challah, the pasuk says the word lechem, v'hayu ba'ach lechem lechem ha'aretz, and matzah is called lechem oni. But afal pikein, what makes matzah could be is a little bit easier to be matzah than to be real lechem. Because it's good. Marin brachas daf lamed zayin, it talks about what's the din of kuba da'ara, about a type of bread that was baked in a hole in the ground. Right? What exactly this is talking about, I don't actually know. But there's some like hole in the ground that's made hot, and then you pour in dough and bacon there, but it was some sort of a shvacha type of bread that came out of that. And the Gemara has a suffix, a machlokis, if it's chayv and chal, that type of bread. And that Gemara, Marba Rav Ashi says, but he's sure you can be yotzei with that type of matzah. If you bake matzah, whatever this is, bake matzah in a hole in the ground, this type of matzah, he says, would be good for matzah because it's called lechem oni. Called lechem oni, so even though this is a very aniastic, it's the way someone bakes it because they don't have a real oven, so, but for matzah it's good enough because it's lechem oni. So actually you can say that Rashi and the Rif hold that ein achinami bran is not lechem for challah, but for matzah it's b'chal lechem oni. That could be. The Maisa in Shulchan Aruch, Tuf Nun Dalid, we pass in like the Rush. We pass in that you cannot be yotz with bran challah. And therefore the Mishnah Brura writes that Hu Adin, if someone uses whole wheat flour, which has some of the bran, has been separated out, and then afterwards put back into the flour, so Mishnah Brura says that will not count towards your kezayis. So you'll have to have a slightly bigger kezayis. This is spoken about, I saw in Piskei Teshuva was talking about this, exactly how Bizman Hazeh they make matzahs and how they process the flour. Definitely some matzah does have bran that was added back into it. So in general, it's not such an issue because usually we eat more than kezayis or matzah. But that would, in Lamedes, that's what the Mishnah Brura says. I saw brought Sefer from Rav Yoshua Bar Soloveitchik on Challah. It's brought b'shem Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, right? Our Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather. That he was worried about this when he ate whole wheat bread. He knew about this problem, and he was worried that they have to have a little bit more to be a shear of a kezayis for bracha chrona. That could be. It's not necessarily true. I'll just mention there's really a chiluk between challah and matzah because the challah, the shear of challah, the shear of an isaron, the shear is measured in the flour. We don't care about how big your bread is. We just care about how much flour it was made with. If it doesn't have the requisite amount of flour, the shear of flour, so it's not chayav challah. Whereas by matzah, that's not the case. By matzah, the shear of kezayis is kezayis of matzah. It's not kezayis with the flour. Right? Same way for bracha chrona pashtus, at least the minhag olam is to assume that if your cookie is a kezayis, you make an alamichya. Right? So that's the minhag. That we don't necessarily care. Maybe it's not all flour. Maybe we don't have a kezayis with the flour. But afal pikin, it could be it's good enough for matzah. Mishnah Brura doesn't assume that way, which is the Mishnah Brura Shita, just mentioned the Mishnah Brura in Simon Reish Ches. He says, even legabe alamichya, you have to know you have a kezayis worth of dagan. Right? He says, Mishnah Brura actually holds that if you have a cookie, it's not enough to know that the cookie is a kezayis. You have to know that if you would subtract all the chocolate chips from the cookie and the sugar from the cookie, you would still have a kezayis. So that's the shita, but the okay. But that's the that's the chumra. By chal, this is important that people should know. So that's the main reason I'm mentioning that this important nekuda. Okay, on Lamed Zayin, we have a sugi here that's nogeya, very much nogeya. Different chumras that people have in baking matzah. The Gemara talks, brings a braisa, machlokis b'shamin b'is hillel, what's the din of pas ava, thick matzah? Is there a thickness to matzah? So our matzah, of course, is very thin, but what about thick matzah? So b'shamin says you can't use thick matzah, b'is hillel says you could use thick matzah. And the chashash l'chora is that if you have thick matzah, so how do you know it's going to get really well cooked inside? Maybe it won't get cooked inside, maybe it won't get cooked well enough, maybe it won't get cooked fast enough. Right? And the concept is that if you have matzah that's not really fully baked, so until it gets fully baked and turns into bread, it can still become chametz. Right, well, imagine if it stays doughy and doesn't get baked, so you'll actually have a little bit of chametz inside your matzah. You know, you leave it sitting there for a few days, you'll end up with a little bit of chametz. So in any case, that seems the basis of the chash. So it has a machlokas here. Beis Hillel says his matzah is pasa ava. Rav Huna says how big is the pasa ava that Beis Hillel's matter? So he says it's a tefach. Up to a tefach is okay. And he learns that from the Lechem HaPanim. That the Lechem HaPanim, we have there's a custom that there were tefach thick. Lechem HaPanim had to be matzah. It was matzah, but it was tefach thick matzah. So then the Gemara says, no, that's not such a good raya. You can't bring a raya from the Lechem HaPanim, because Lechem HaPanim was made in the Beis HaMikdash with Kohanim, who were very careful and very particular how they did things. They also had extremely good ovens in the Beis HaMikdash, but maybe, stam, we should not allow people to make such thick matzah. Right, so what's the lemaisa about this? What's halacha lemaisa? So it's interesting in the Gemara. The Gemara says that we misunderstood the braisa. Apparently, Rav Huna misunderstood the braisa. We say actually what the braisa means is something else completely. When it's talking about pas ava, it wasn't even talking about for Pesach. Completely different. Nothing to do with halachas matzah. The Magen Avraham says, well, since the whole braisa about pas ava was misunderstood, he says maybe there's no problem having pas ava. Magen Avraham says he thinks that b'diavad, even if you had matzah more than a tefach, it would still be okay. Right? Like, imagine that. So the other poskim, no one else really goes along with this, and they go along with the Ritva, and they say no, avada this is Gemara's. Is lahalacha. Rav Huna was in lahatech. All the brayers said that Beis Hillel was matter with pas ava. The brayers was only relevant to telling us a kula. Rav Huna was really just misvara telling us a chumra. He was saying how thick could it be? He says a tefach because you learn from the lechem apanim. I mean, he was just saying misvara. Misvara, if your matzah is very 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 thick, misvara, that's going to be a problem. That's going to make a potential chametz problem. He's just saying misvara. He's being a raya from lechem apanim that maybe we could be making and say up to a tefach is okay. And then the Gemara is upset with that. The Gemara says that's not a good enough raya. So therefore, the standard psak is like the Ritva. The Ritva says here that no, a tefach is, if it's more than a tefach, is absolutely sure that you can't eat that matzah. That's for sure not good because that is even more than lechem apanim. Even less than that, he says, it's not 100% sure that it will be okay, because the Gemara says you can't really learn from Lechem HaPanim. And therefore, he says that therefore, it's good to make matzah very thin. So that's brought la halacha. The way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, it brings, in Tav Samech, we bring that. If the matzah is more than a tefach, it's pasul even to the eved. Lechatchila, you should try to make it thin. So that's issue to make sure that it's well cooked. Now there's another issue brought up by Rishonim on our daf concerning even matzah, even if it is thin. How do you know it's well cooked enough? So this is discussed by Rishonim. On the bottom of Lam Zayin, Amun Aleph, the Gemara says, brings a braisa, yotzim b'matzahina. Matzahina means matzah that's not totally cooked. It could be yotze. And then the Gemara says, how well cooked does it have to be? It doesn't have to be totally cooked. But Amar Shmuel, kol she parsa v'ein chutzim m'shachah memeno. To be good for matzah, to be a din of lechem, it has to be baked well enough that if you break it, you don't have strands of dough. It's not so doughy that you have strands of dough. So if it still has strands, when you pull it apart, you see strands, so then it's not considered lechem, and it's still considered to be dough. Now they're showing right based on this, that if you're, after you bake your matzah, the matzah, when you pull it apart, still has strands, so that not only is not matzah, because it's not lechem, but worse than that, it's not baked, it's still considered dough, and then mela, it still becomes chametz. And therefore, that's a very big problem, right? That's a bigger problem, that it's going to be considered chametz, and that's going to be a very big problem. So that's, that's an issue. That's an issue. And for this reason, matzah bakeries, they have a bodik who checks out the matzahs afterwards to see how well baked are they. Now, the emes is, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't do this at home, right? If some you break your matzah and say, I don't see any strands, so that's not going to mean it's good matzah, because the Mishnah Berurah says after it's been, poskim say that after it's been baked, after, you know, your matzah has been sitting for months in a box, so then for sure it's going to dry out, it's not going to be doughy, it's not going to seem doughy. But you have to check right after it was baked. You have to check, is it solid, is it hard? So that's the... People check and they have chumras, you know, all sorts of chumras, as you can imagine. The Ramah has a chumra, a big chumra. He says, you shouldn't take the matzah out of the oven while it's baking. Right? You have the matzah on the rolling pin. Once you stick it in, you shouldn't pull it back out. Because if you pull it back out, it's starting to cook. You warmed it up, and when things get warm, they start becoming chumras quicker. And then you pull it out, you're afraid that maybe it'll become... It won't be fully cooked, and you bring it out, it'll become chametz. The other big chumra based on this is called matzah kfula. We don't eat matzah if there's a fold in it. Right? Usually by the time it gets to you, they have someone checking to make sure this doesn't come at your house. But sometimes when it's baking, a little bit of it flaps over, and then there's a thicker part of the matzah, and we're machmer to assume that that part can't be eaten on Pesach. Right? Yeah.
Should it be able to be broken off
anytime? No. You break it off and treat it like a chametz. Right? Now, why really treat it as a chametz? I don't really hear, because right, matzah doesn't have to be so thin. But the concept is that when you have a folded matzah, you probably baked it to the right baking for the thin matzah. But now there's this folded part of it that maybe the inside of that fold didn't get baked, and maybe that turned into chametz. Right? I don't know if I really believe that happens, but that's definitely halachically starts from Trumas Hadeshen, that we don't eat that on Pesach. We if you get it on Pesach, you should at least throw it out, maybe burn it. I don't know. All right. So that's it. So now, okay. Now exactly how thin and burnt does your matzah have to be? Yeah, different companies will have different shiurim on this. You know, and sometimes that's why some matzah is very mohudr, but it's all broken and burnt. So the truth is, you know, there's a lot of chumras, as I said, like everyone loves chumras on Pesach. Really, it's pretty clear that you probably have a hard time really having an issue here. First of all, about thinness. So this is brought that it should be thin. However, I'll just point out how thin no one says. There's one line in our Gemara that is very, very hard to read if it has to be very thin. The Gemara has a sugi here on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, about the srikim ha'tsuyarim. Srikim ha'tsuyarim, I'm talking about if you're allowed to have a shape. You're allowed to have, right, happy birthday on your matzah in dough. So there's a chash that if you do that, it's going to delay the baking and it might come l'day chametz. So the Gemara just says an interesting line. So Rav Yossi says, Osin srikin kamin rakikin. You're allowed to make these srikin with suyarim if they're very thin. They ain't osin srikin kamin guluskos. But if they're not like rakikin, if they're like guluskos, so then it's mutter if they're like rakikin, you create letters on that. But if they're like guluskos, so gluska, so then you can't write letters on them, because gluskos, they take longer to bake. So this is Rav Yossi Tana here, right? So the whole question of Pas'ava was discussed in Amarah, but here you have a Tana who says that it doesn't have to be like rakikin. Rakikin means really, really flat, like hammer that flat. But it could be gluskos. I don't know what gluskos means, right? You know, from Morning Seder, gluska. I think gluska yafi, you think of like of something like really big and fat. Not necessarily like, but even I don't know what he meant by gluskos. But so even if you take, though, that you can't have pas'ava, there's something called a gluska that's not a rakik and not pas'ava. So it's definitely you don't have to have it like so paper thin the way some are. Now, how well baked it has to be. So it's also this other makoros that it doesn't have to be so well baked in order that there shouldn't be a chash of chametz. Right? Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says pas hina is okay. Pas hina means that it's not totally baked. It's just that it doesn't have chutin nimshachem. So what's chutin nimshachem? So there's a Tosfos in Menachos, Daf Nun Zayin. So the Tosfos says that we know that things become lechem when it's not chutim nimshachem, but we find in Menachos, we find another shir. The shir is nikramu panav. The Gemara says that when it has karmu panav, that it starts getting a hard outer shell on the outside of the bread or the matzah. At that point, it already is considered to be bread. It's already considered to be matzah for menachos. So in Mele, you see that there's such a shear. Now what's that shear? That shear we find in Shabbos, that there's a shear called machel ben drusai. That it, when meat is cooked to machel ben drusai, which is half cooked, that there are people who could eat it, the dochik people could eat it, it's already called cooked. And the Gemara says by bread, that shear of machel ben drusai by bread is the shear of karmu panav. That shear, when it starts getting a little bit of a crust. So the mela, we know that. So we know that if it's hard on the outside, that's already a sign that it's cooked on the inside. The other point that the Sharzion makes, this is in Tav Samach Aleph Sivkatan Yutes. So the Sharzion says a chiddush. He says based on our Gemara, he says if the matzah is able to be picked up without breaking, it's already, you could assume that's already been cooked enough. So this is really a kula, you know, because I heard the difference. Yeah.
Floppy,
yeah, yes. I spoke to Rav Kirshenbaum about this. Rav Kirshenbaum for like the past 40 years has been a bodek in a matzah factory. So he was telling me about, you know, he says different people have different mesoras about how floppy it could be. Right? But etzem being floppy is not does not mean it's not cooked, right? The etzem, you could eat floppy matzah. There's no shear like that. The shear, so he says that in his matzah bakery, if it bends, they're not gonna use that matzah. But really floppy, what the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, look in our Gemara says that the Gemara says pas hina, this pas that's partially baked and it's considered baked well enough, so it's kasher for matzah, and it says it's also kasher for lachmei toda. So the Gemara says, what do you have to tell me is kasher for lachmei toda? So it says because by lachmei toda, there's a din that you need to have a full lechem. It can't be a piece. The lechem has to be a shaling. So maybe it doesn't have a din of a shaling if it's matzahina, because maybe it should be considered like a piece. So why should it be considered like a piece? So Rashi's not here. Rashi is in Menachos Ayin Ches. This Gemara shows up again in Menachos Ayin Ches. Rashi says in Menachos Ayin Ches, what the Gemara means to say is that pas hina, if you pick it up, it would break. And since when you pick it up, it would break, you would have a hava mina that it's not considered a shaling, and therefore it's not good for lachmei toda. Kamash v'lar, it's still called a shaling. So says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shar Tzion, that therefore we see that if you pick up the matzah and it breaks, that still is considered that it's good matzah. Right, as long as you don't have chutzim shachem. So he says. So the mail, we see that's considered well enough baked. If you hold it and it doesn't break, right? So pashtut would be even if it is a little floppy. At least midin, that wouldn't be absurd. I don't think. Yeah, I don't know if we'll eat it, but that would be okay. Also, the beginning here is the inyan of the shame lechem. The big sig is what makes something considered bread, bechlal? Right, no geya matzah, lechem oni, no geya chala, no geya hamotzi, and berchsa mazon. Those are all dinim where it says lechem by them, and they have to have a din of lechem. So there's a big misunderstanding about what lechem is. We all think that lechem is bread, because we only use the word lechem for bread. However, that, what? Lachmaniyot. What?
Halachmania.
Yeah. We think it has to be bread. So it's a misconception, because really we know that, right, we're talking all about matzah shira, right? Matzah shira is considered lechem. It's just not lechem only, right? Even though it was kneaded not with water but with dash, right? So too by the menachos, even if they're kneaded in oil, they're still considered lechem, and they're called lechem and called matzah. So that has nothing to do with it. Our cake and our cookies are all al pi teira. They're all considered to be lechem. We'll see legabe hamotzi. There's another criteria that we'll talk about. But the etzem, just being lechem, it's all lechem. Right, and that's why we will see if you kovei suda on cakes or cookies, it'll also be you have to bench and make a hamotzi, because be'etzem it's all lechem. So we're going to talk just first about what's not lechem. So the basic thing our Gemara tells us about lechem is that lechem is baked and not cooked. A cholot is not lechem, right? The lashon haGemara is that a cholot should be bechlal. Bechlal lech yochel yeh meisa v'chalita chayom v'chal atalmud lomer lechem. Something cooked is not lechem, right? So something like a macaroni or a donut that's fried in oil or pancakes that use a lot of butter in it. So all those things. So that's not going to be called lechem. And if they're not lechem, what that means is no chiv v'chala. Also means even if you kovei suda on it, right? You eat your whole stuff is macaroni, it's still not going to need benching. It's still not going to get amotzi because it's lechem is baked. It has to be baked. There's one important Rama, maybe just to mention. The Rama just distinguishes. He says if it's fried, maybe just in a minute. If it's fried, so we assume that it's not lechem. The Rama says if it's not fried, but you just put a little bit of oil in the pan, that it shouldn't get burnt. The bottom shouldn't get burnt. He says that'll still be considered that's still considered to be lechem, right? So pancakes. Now usually, if you make a pancake, you're going to have a lot of butter in it. But if you wouldn't, right, there'd be a potential for it to be lechem, right? I'll just mention one vart I thought was interesting. This thing, the pasuk for me in Chumash, in Bayikra, the Torah goes through different types of menachos. So there's a mincha ma'afa tanner, a mincha that's baked in a tanner, and a mincha that's made out of machavas, which is like a griddle type thing, and there's a mincha made in a marcheshes, which is a pot. So if you look in the pasuk, by the mincha that's baked in the oven and the mincha that's on the machvas, it says they should be matzos. You make them into matzos, matzotia. Whereas if you look at the marcheshes, it doesn't say matzah. It just says it's shemen. You make it with flour and oil, and it doesn't say it should be matzah. So the chavad b'shah is what Rashi tells you. That Rashi says that the machvas is talking about a machvas that doesn't have an area for to collect the oil in it. It's like a flat pan, and he says, and the oil that was mixed in with the flour, it gets burnt off. It gets burnt by the heat because it doesn't collect in the machlis doesn't have any walls for it to collect, and therefore he says it comes out as a hard salad. It comes out as matzah, and it says matzah tia, whereas the marcheshes comes out soft because Rashi says the oil is tsoverbo, it collects in it. There's room for the oil to collect, and therefore it's that can explain why it's not called matzah. That's not a matzah because it's not lechem. It's not lechem because it's cooked with the oil. The oil it retains its moisture, right? The chiddush is that part of being bread is the dryness of it. Right, that's part of what gives it the chashivas, right? So sometimes we think of macaroni, we like the macaroni, we like the pancake, but the truth is it doesn't have the same chashivas, right? Even like cake, at a kiddush you'll serve cake, you're not going to serve There's something chashiv, it's the fact that it's fully, when it's baked, that's like the completion of baking bread. So that is the first point. It has to be baked. Now Reish Lakish has another tznai here. Reish Lakish says that to be bread, it has to be baked in an oven. Meaning that if I would bake cookies, not in the oven, but in a frying pan, let's say a frying pan without a liquid in it, right? Or with just a little bit so it shouldn't burn. But I would bake it over the stove, so that, Reish Lakish says, that wouldn't have a din of lechem. Right? The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Va'afu eser nashim lechmechem b'taner echad. Says a lashon of an oven by baking bread. So it has to be in an oven. Rav Yochanan is cholok. He says no, as long as there's fire under it. So that's good enough. He says if it's baked in the sun, so that's not going to be good enough of a baking. But as long as there's fire, he doesn't care if it's in an oven or if it's in a frying pan on top of the fire. Right, the Pshat in Lechor of Yochanan, either he didn't agree both the Gzeres HaKaseh, he didn't agree that the fact that it says baking bread in an oven means that all bread has to be baked in an oven, or perhaps he thought there's nothing special about an oven. A pan, he would hold, would be the same as an oven. It's not the point is that it's being heated by fire. Right, Lechor, the Pshat is, right, the Pshat is that like there's alumnus here, it's just going on, is that what makes bread? Bread has to be dried out. That's a part of being bread. That's the chashivus of bread. So with things being baked in an oven, l'chora, it's going to come out a little bit different. I assume, I didn't try this, something I should try at home. But if you take dough and bake it in a frying pan, it's I'm just imagining it's going to come out with a different consistency, right? Bread and cake, they have a nice consistency that they're all uniformly like dried and baked like that, right? I assume if you bake something in the frying pan, it's going to come out a little bit more pancake-ish, or something will be a little bit different. The same thing if it's baked in the sun. It's not going to be baked. You know, you need a good heat to really bake things, that it should be well-baked and have a real chashivas to it. So that's the pshat. Halacha we hold like Rav Yochanan, right? So, if you bake if you cook cookies without oil on in a frying pan, it'll be a din of lechem. Baked in the sun, so that's still a halacha that won't be called baking to be bread. I saw a sefer Shlosh Yitzchak, a very nice sefer, quotes from Shlomo Zalman. He was asked, what if you bake in a microwave, right? He says, you know, if you bake in the sun, so it's not good to the lechem, what about if you bake in the microwave? So Shlomo Zalman said, which I assume, you know, is that this isn't really all, I think it's pashut, that it's not all there's a kasus here, you just want to know what's lechem. The question is, what's lechem? Right? If it looks like lechem, tastes like lechem, it's lechem, right? They're talking about different gradations and how you make it, what it's going to look like. But the etzem, that would also be lechem. Also, that's the basic thing. It has to be baked. It's baked by fire to be lechem. Rabbeinu Tam has a chumrah that really tremendous chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam claims that everything the Gemara is talking about, that being boiled is not lechem, and being in an elfis and a pan isn't lechem. So it's all talking about when the lechem was never dough. Right? He says it's talking about when it was b'li l'raka. It was some sort of a mix that what didn't turn into dough. It was too thin to be called dough. Because he says, if it's dough, how can he tell me it's pater from challah? Because l'maisa, the Torah says that you take off the reishis harisos seichem, you take off the beginning of the dough, so you take it off as challah. So he says, if it's dough, so as soon as it's dough, you're chayiv in challah. So how can you tell me that if you bake it, and if you prepare it, if you cook it, it's pater from challah? Already from the time you have dough, it's already chayiv in chal. You're mafresh challah before it's baked or before it's cooked. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam claims that the whole Gemara is talking about things that weren't dough in the first place. It was belila raka, a very thin mixture that wasn't doughy. And therefore, we have to sit. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That we have to see: is this really dough or not? Is this really lechem or not? But if it's dough, we don't need it to be lechem. That's what Rabbeinu Tam claims. Right? It's a huge ukimta in the whole Gemara, right? Because they make this whole claim in the Gemara that all the Gemara's qualifications for being bread, they're all just talking about when it wasn't dough. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, even legabe hamotzi, he says, once it's dough, even if you cook it, it'll be hamotzi. Okay, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that all the other Shomer cholek, because it really is such a tremendous chiddush, and they say a different pshat. They say, no, it says if it's not baked, it's not lechem, it's not chayim chala. So what's the Gemara's? How can the pasuk tell me the chiyuv of chala is on dough? How can he say dough isn't bread? If dough isn't bread and the chiyuv of chala is on bread, because the pasuk says v'hayu ba'achelchem lechem ha'aretz, the chiyuv of chala is on bread. So if so, how could you have a chiyuv of separating chala on dough? So the Rishonim say that what the important nakuda here is das. It's all really a question of what your das is. That the chiv is chal on dough, but it's chal on dough when the person, the owner of the dough, has das to turn that dough into bread. And then the Gemara is talking about what's considered bread. But if your das is bread, then the chiv is chal on dough, even though the dough is not bread. Okay? So it's a very lamdish type of din, that your das is as koveh your chiv. There's many places in Maseches Challah that we see this sort of thing going on, that it depends on your das. Like the Mishnah say that if you bake dough, I'll das to bake dog biscuits with it. It'll be putter from Challah, because your das is to use it for something that's not Chayav Challah. Or if you make dough, I'll das it should be Lachmei Toda, and Kudshim isn't Chayav Challah, so therefore you'll be putter from Challah. It says if you make challah, I'll das to turn into breadcrumbs. So if that's your real das, that'll be a patur from challah. So there are a lot of bases for this to say that challah ain't a chinam of chivs on the dough, but it's on dough that's coming with das. It's going to be used and made into lechem. So that's the ikur halacha for challah. Okay, the last point just to mention about what makes things bread, that's not mentioned here, is mentioned in Brachos on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says that to be bread, it has to have Tzuras HaPas. It has to have something, some sort of vague condition called Tzuras HaPas, the appearance of bread. Right, what is the appearance of bread? I just told that cakes and cookies is also bread. So what's the Tzura of bread? So the Gemara says that something called Teresa is not considered bread. Teresa, so the poskim say that Teresa is, Rashi says, well, Teresa is something that's very thin. It's a very loose type of batter. The batter is not thick at all. That you mix it with a spoon, and you bake it very thin. You pour it on a griddle and bake it very thin. So that has a din that's not considered bread. Even though it's baked on fire, it's still not bread. The Hezbollah just doesn't have the surah, doesn't have the look. So that's like wafers. Wafers, if someone would be koveya suda on wafers, right? Like the chocolate wafer, one wafers, right? Whatever. That's, you took one of those five hundred gram things, big things, and eats the whole thing. That's his meal. So the mice, there still is not going to be a hamotzi on it, because since it's so thin, it doesn't have any tzura of bread on it, so therefore it's not considered a bread. The Ramah says in Kuf Samaches, it says about kreplach and pashtida. He says they don't have the possibility to be, they don't have the tzura of lecha. Okay, so that's a little bit vague. Yeah.
Is this like the dough we use for brekkas?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Does that have tzura? Does that let me Let me think about that. Okay, let me think about that. Okay, maybe I'll just finish the last points here just so we don't get in trouble with Marv. Okay, so that's what bread is. Anything that's bread, so it's chayiv in challah, and if it's not bread, it's not chayiv in challah, it'll never be chayiv hamotzi. However, something that is bread, which is what we're saying, is that cakes and cookies are all considered to have suras hapas. And since they have suras hapas, therefore they are bread. So why do we make a mizonas on them? So the answer is that we don't always make a mizonas on them. The Gemara says in Brachas Mem Aleph that we only make a mizonas on them if we're not kovir them in a suda. That there's a din that for hamotzi and for birchas hamazon, even though the chefs is betzim bread, it has to be used as bread. You know what I'm saying? Mitzad the gaver has to use as bread. Right? Lechem neteira, it's not just talking about a type of food. Lechem neteira always means a suda. Right? You find many times the Torah talks about eating lechem. Eating lechem just means having a suda. It doesn't mean that, you know, when Yisrael ate with Moshe, it doesn't mean that they said they ate lechem. It doesn't mean that all they ate was lechem. It means that's called having a suda together. So cake has to be used as lechem to be used as the suda. That if you convey a suda on lechem, and that's that ikur part of your meal. It doesn't have to be your whole meal, but an ikur part of your meal is bread. So then, even if it's cakes and cookies, so it'll be chayiv. It'll be chayiv in berachas hamazon. Now, the mile of actual bread is that bread, what we call bread, is always gets a hamotzi. Even if you just eat a tiny bit of it, it gets a hamotzi. And the Beis Yosef explains, the reason for that is because since bread is ordinarily used as a meal type of food, it's used as something for kviya suda. So therefore, Chazal said that even if you just eat a little bit of it, it's going to get a hamotzi, and if you eat a kazayis of it, it's going to get berachas hamazon. But things that you don't, I just finished for Marv, but things that you don't use generally are not used to be koveh suda on them because they're very sweet, right? Like cake, things that have a lot of sugar in them, a lot of sweets in them, or they're filled with fruit. So those things, the Rishonim say, that's pasabah b'kisnim, because you don't ordinarily eat so much of them, right? Because they're too sweet to eat too much of them. Right? Something that's very hard, like pretzels or crackers. So that also, the poskim say, the aruch, that's also considered pasabah b'kisnim, because you don't ordinarily eat so much of it, because it's hard. It's not something you want to eat so much. It's usually eaten as a snack. Memela, if you're koveh suta on it, right? That's all the person has. They eat a lot of cake, right? Or someone, all they have is crackers. So they eat their whole lunch. They eat, they get totally filled. They eat a full meal with crackers and tuna fish, right? So those crackers, even though normally you don't eat a meal of crackers, but if that's what you have, your crackers and peanut butter, whatever you're eating, so that will be a din that you have to wash and make amotzi and bench, because the etzem is considered to be bread. Just hopefully I have some time for questions, but the big shayla that everyone talks about is pizza. So pizza is mentioned in Kuf Samech Ches, the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, they both write that the Rishonim only say it's not bread, it gets in the zonos because it's filled with fruit. Something filled with fruit and eggs, you don't normally eat that as a whole meal. They say, but if it's filled with cheese or meat, something like that you normally use as a meal. So then they say that's not considered possible of a kisnin. That's considered regular bread. Maybe even if you just eat a little bit of it, you have to wash and bench. So that's a din, right? Nogeya pizza, nogeya deli roll. Those are things. I think deli roll. So I'm thinking that's how it is. Puff pastry dough. Pasha said all that is bread mixed with oil, and that'll has its source of past. The mail of this room to say that it should need hamotzi. And the post can say that if in your area, Brachim Shalom Zalman, if your area pizza is eaten as a snack, generally not as a meal, so then it'll get a mizonos. But if it is, which is probably the truth, even though the truth sometimes hurts. Probably the truth is that pizza is generally eaten As, and I don't know, Goyim might be different, but at least like Jewish people, pizza is usually eaten as a meal. So then that would mean, the told of that would be, is that even a little bit of pizza you'd have to wash and bench on. Right? So there are some who say that. I know many don't say that, but there are some who say that. I have to think that also, so that's what I'm saying. But, okay, alright. Alright, and
what about wraps?
So a wrap is l'chayra regular bread. Why? Because usually a wrap is used as a meal. Okay? I mean, the other thing is a wrap really just is bread. Right? It happens to be thin bread, but it's not. If it's with made payroll, so then it would depend how it's used.
You make a deli wrap, like deli in there and like spicy mayo.
Right. I just know myself is that wraps I use as a meal. If it,